Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Have you ever put in the sweat equity and didn't get the credit for all the hard work you put in? It's as if you put in the hard work, the dedication, the sacrifice, and someone else was rewarded or acknowledged for what you did. If you've ever been there, don't feel slighted. I want you to realize that being delayed is not being denied.
You have to watch. You have to watch every single second. Because those seconds, they turn into minutes. And minutes turn into hours. And hours turn into days. And days turn into years. And so, that second that just went by, and so did that second. And so did that one. And in those precious seconds, you were either building or you were decaying.
And ladies and gentlemen, I started working on my dream. And most people don't work on their dreams. Why? For many years, I didn't. One is because of fear. The fear of failure. What if things don't work out? And the fear of success. What if they do and I can't handle it? The other thing is that most people, ladies and gentlemen, they get comfortable. They stop growing. They stop working on themselves. They stop stretching. They stop pushing themselves. And they end up becoming very cynical about life. And they throw in the towel on themselves, and on their families, and on their dreams. And the other thing is that most people don't feel worthy.
Being delayed is because whatever accolades they got in that one moment will pale in comparison to what you have coming. Yours is bigger, yours is better, yours is greater. If it's done in the dark and you put in that hard work and no one acknowledges it, I want you to realize that that hard work was not wasted. You improved, you got hungry, and you have to stay hungry. Develop an appetite to win if no one is watching.
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
Don't be too busy for your loved ones. Don't be too busy for your relationships, your friendships. Don't be too busy for your dreams. Don't be too busy for the things that fulfill you. Because you don't want to get to a place where you live in regret. You want to get to a place where you live and rejoice. So please, future think today and ask yourself, am I giving my all to the things that I love and the people that I care about?
Practice as if it is game time. Go harder when others are resting. Limit your rest, push yourself, and uncover the other layers that are within you. It's time for you to take a deep dive into the deeper parts of yourself. Uncover the greater parts. Realize that you have always been good. But there's another level. There's another layer. uncover it. You've got to go through this pain. You've got to be rejected. You've got to be denied. You have to become so impassioned about what you want that no one can deny you. You're going to come after it. It means getting up early in the morning and starting that run, whether it be raining, whether it be snow, whether it be slick outside, no matter what it is, you're going to get up and go.
So I applaud you for your dreaming, for your running toward your dream. I applaud you for believing in yourself, because that's what life is about, stretching and challenging, looking for ways that you can begin to improve yourself.
Cleaners, there's coolers and there's closers. You know, everybody's got an name for it, but there's levels to it, right? And you got to figure out which one you are. I know which one I am.
You're either gaining ground or you are losing ground in that second and in every second. Every second counts. So make every second count.
Winning is not loyal to you. It doesn't care about you. Winning doesn't care how sore you are. Winning doesn't care how much sleep you get. Winning doesn't care how hard you work at times. Winning requires all of you and then more, and it promises you nothing.
Zone is dangerous. When you're comfortable, you are at most danger. You should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied. Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, you know what? Just be satisfied with what you got. Don't believe them. Get them away from you. You should never be satisfied with what you got, because the attempt to get more makes you into something better all the time.
One thing in life, this applies to everything in life. Anytime you move from being normal to trying to be exceptional, people aren't going to like that shit. Those normal people, it makes them feel like this. They're going to judge you. And nowadays, it's very easy to be a fucking coward. Why? We got Instagram. Most folks don't tell you to your face. They go online. They post about like cowards. Don't let cowards get in your fucking head. And last thing, make sure you do you. Stay hard.
Y'all gotta start loving your life. Be comfortable in who you are.
Every man has two lives, and the second starts when he realizes he has just one.
Put me in the game, coach. It's the anthem of everyone who has ever sat on the sidelines of life and felt like you deserve to be out there. You felt like, I have something I can contribute. It's about helping the team. Like, I see the team behind. I know I got something for them. Coach, put me in the game. It's as if you're Rudy all by yourself. You know that perhaps somebody might be faster, bigger, stronger. They may have been born with better genetics, but what they don't have is that innate talent and that gift and that will that's within you. Put me in the game.
So this is what... It's like the gift I want everybody to receive is you can get good at anything you set your mind to. But do you actually set your mind to it? Do you have that inhuman level of follow through? Do you keep pushing and fighting long after it stopped being fun, deep into boredom, because you have a why? You know why you're doing what you're doing, and you're just driving towards that. And when you have that, you can accomplish this extraordinary stuff.
You know, if you take people, and I've told you this, and you expose them voluntarily to things that they are avoiding and are afraid of, you know, that they know they need to overcome in order to meet their goals, their self-defined goals. If you can teach people to stand up in the face of the things they're afraid of, they get stronger. And you don't know what the upper limits to that are, because you might ask yourself, like, if for 10 years, if you didn't avoid doing what you knew you needed to do, by your own definitions, right, within the value structure that you've created to the degree that you've done that, what would you be like?
is an anthem. It's a mantra for everyone that's been an underachiever because they weren't given an opportunity. So you got to go out and you got to take it. And the only way that you can take it is that you put in the hard work and you put in discipline. And that discipline is getting up early in the morning. I hit the gym. I put in the cardio work. I eat right. And when I get done with that, and at the end of my day, I make sure that I sit and I look at my goals and I remind myself, this is who I'm becoming.
Get back to living your life. Because at the end of the day, most of us are going to realize this. We wasted our life for a person, for people, for a job, for whatever in this world that could give a damn about us. And life is too short to settle. Life is too short to suffer. Life is too short.
...95% of our decisions are made by how you feel in the moment. And that is the problem. Do you feel like making that cold call? No, you don't. Do you feel like doing that third set of reps? No, you don't. And if you accept the fact that you may never feel ready, and you may never feel motivated, and you may never feel courageous, and that's okay, but you can still push yourself forward. As you start to see yourself becoming the person that takes action, guess what happens? You build the skill of confidence and courage.
We got to be excited about the future. We got to do things that make us want to live. It cannot always be about problems every day. I mean, do you want to wake up every morning and everything's just a problem? Well, what inspires you and what makes you excited about the future? There's got to be some things like that.
So what do? You allow that to make you corrupt and nihilistic? Not if you think that it's the corruption and the nihilism that's the problem. So you're obligated to be optimistic in some sense, despite the evidence. And that's faith. So, you know, pick up your cross and stumble uphill.
You don't take days off. You don't take weeks off. You continue to go after it. Because if you do it long enough, the habits will become a part of your DNA. And what you lacked in genetics will now become automatic out of you. That you'll get up and you'll go after it. And when others have gotten satisfied, when they've gotten rested and they've accepted being mediocre or good enough, that's when your hard work leads you to greatness.
So bring it back, and then you will have the formula for pivoting at any moment. You time travel forward a year. You investigate the patterns that you have that are giving you the result that you want, and then you back your ass up to right here, right now. And you decide, am I willing to do this now? If I'm willing, then 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 through all the excuses that are going to be there when you're trying to override your operating system. That's how you do it.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount. This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips, and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
We're so stuck in this comfort zone, and the comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there. We're so stuck where it's convenient. We're so stuck in this ritual where it feels good, and so when God tries to shake us up a little bit, the problem always happens before the miracle.
Don't ever quit. Fight on. Fight through the storm. fight through the pain and come out the other side stronger and tougher and better. A fighter. A survivor. A winner. Victorious. And free from that storm.
And so I love the process. I love it. I love working for what I want. I love the sacrifice. I love the dedication. I love the commitment. I love that. Everybody wants the prize. Nobody wants the process. Everybody wants to be a diamond. Nobody's willing to get cut. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to die.
It's my duty to give my all. And when I give my all, it doesn't become a play, it becomes a promise. Somebody's got to face you with that mentality of put me in the game. Coach, the coach can be a boss at your job. Put me in the game. I'm here to bring something to win. It's not about myself, it's about what's in me demanding to be more. And whatever the gap is between me being good and me being great, I'm trying to close it. You've got to have a mindset that is bigger than just you. Put me in the game, coach.
I don't worry about being broken. You know why? I've been broken so many f***ing times, it doesn't matter. But here's the difference. Like when that glass turned into a diamond, when I was broken, I got a chance to pick those pieces up and put them back together the way I wanted to put them back together.
To where it don't matter how much money you got. It don't matter what type of car you got. It don't matter square footage of your house. Like a real deal situation. Like when a cat's wife gets sick, when your children get sick, when you're in the emergency room with your family, right? Don't none of that other stuff matter, right? But the work that you put in every single day, the mindset that you cultivate every single day, the spirit that you cultivate every single day, the work ethic, the dedication, the commitment, that's you. Right? That's your essence. That's your ethos. That's who you are.
If you want to begin to move, you've got to clear your mind of all the unnecessary luggage and baggage that's weighing us down. You're going to have people to do things to you. Things are going to happen to you. And the most important thing to do is to harness your will and let it go and move so you can grow. So you can get on with your life. It doesn't matter about what happens to you. What matters is, what are you going to do about it?
There's a distinct difference between a champion and someone who's this good. Let's use boxing, for instance. It's a 12-round championship bout. At the 11th round, they both go to the corners. Someone that's good sits there and thinks to himself, I've given everything I have. Hopefully, I can get through the 12th round. A champion, he sits in that corner while all these people are talking to him. He in here shit. All he's thinking about is, I have to find what I have to give it. Truly separates the champions from the mob. That's what is good. Stay hard.
Every time you're broken, you're supposed to be more different. You're supposed to be better. Every time you lose, you're supposed to be better. Every time you fall, you're supposed to get up different. You're supposed to get up better.
That way, when you sit into the locker room afterwards, that hard work has been put in. And it's time for you to take that shot. You wash away all the self-doubt that could have been there. And you refresh and restore yourself with possibilities of what you're about to go after. It must face a greater version of you. You've uncovered it, no? The biggest challenge you will always face is you've underestimated your true value. Your greatest value is that you cannot be denied. You are motivated because of the rejections. Let them keep saying no, because a yes is coming, and the yes comes from within.
Has your life ever looked like a storm? Because right now, in many of your lives, that's what it feels like and that's what it sounds like. It sounds and feels like, how am I out here? And how I'm gonna do what God asked me to do? And what is going on in my life? And I'm out here and it's dark now. And I'm out here and there's nobody helping me. And I'm out here and I don't hear a word from God.
What will make you happy? You need to know. You need to start asking yourself some questions. What do I really, really, truly want? And you need to be exact about that. Don't be vague. Oh, I just want to be happy. That's too vague. What will make you happy? How will you know when you got it? Zero in on it. Be exact. Be specific.
You will have a challenge that you're going to have to believe God for. Whether you read the word every day or not.
You have to control what you can control, which makes the uncontrollable things a little easier. That's why you have routines. For a lot of individuals in here, you have routines out of boredom. The individuals that I mentioned earlier, the greatest athletes, the best business people that we talk about all the time, they have routines that allow them to control the uncontrollable. That's what their routines do. They allow them to succeed. They allow them to continue to progress forward. They allow them to win.
Line up those problems and confront them, face them, fight them. Do not let them bring you down. In fact, let those challenges raise you up. Let them elevate you. Let their demands and their trials make you stronger. Let the adversity you face today turn you into a better person tomorrow.
Recognize the fact that you're going to get into some slumps. Recognize the fact that you're going to encounter a great deal of failure in life. It goes with the territory. But in the face of that, you want to be relentless. When you want something, many doors will be closed in your face. And most people will give up. But you've got to decide that I'm going to be fearless. I refuse to be denied. And I'm going to go all out. I'm going to be relentless. I don't care how many no's I encounter.
I'm beginning to see that the people that made it in life didn't make it because they were given something. It's because they had the mindset to go and take it.
Life is an echo. What you send out comes back. What you sow, you reap. What you give, you get. What you see in others exists in you. Do not judge so you will not be judged. Radiate and give love, and love comes back to you. Love is what we are born with. Fear is what we have learned here. The spiritual journey is the unlearning of fear and the acceptance of love back into our hearts.
You're going to become better. You're going to become stronger. You're going to heal. You're going to grow. And it will be hard. When you're moving on from something that's been familiar to you and you're moving into the unfamiliar, you're moving into an uncharted territory in your life, it is hard. But I need you to understand right now that you have to focus on what you're moving on to instead of what you're moving on from.
The difference between successful people and non-successful people is here. You have to change this. So if you're at a place in your life and you ain't happy with it, you have to change some things. But you have to make a conscientious decision that you're going to change. And it's not dependent on anybody else.
I'm being serious. When you can get to the I am and you know who you are, everything, Kendall always said, something leads, something follows. Something leads, something follows. When you don't know who you are, it's a whole bunch of mess that follows. When you know who you are, you set the precedent.
I don't care if you have to inch your way day by day. Even if you have to get down and it hurts and it's hard and nobody can see what you're really going through. If you don't quit, the pit will become your platform.
This decision is yours and yours alone.
Treat yourself like you're someone responsible for helping. And that doesn't mean be good to yourself. It doesn't mean be nice to yourself. It doesn't mean give yourself an easy life. That isn't actually what you do to people if you care for them. You actually present them with something like an optimal challenge. That's what you do with kids if you love them. First of all, assume that you're worth taking care of and that it's your responsibility to do so, even if you don't like yourself very much. And lots of people don't, and they have their reasons. Then maybe you're not very happy with yourself and you don't think that you deserve to have an okay life. And so you punish yourself and you set yourself up for failure and all of that. And that happens all the time. Or you just don't aim, or you don't have any goals, or you're guilty and resentful and feel that you should be punished. So you have to abandon all that. Treat yourself like you're someone you're responsible for helping.
It's the winners fucking win.
True.
That's it. Okay, you can bitch about losing all day. You can cry about losing all day. You can make every fucking reason about losing all day. No one cares. People only care about the fucking winners. Okay? That's reality. If you win in life, your fucking life's gonna be good. If you lose in life, your life's gonna be harder. That's reality. And I would much rather be an aggressive winner than a fucking passive loser.
The fight, the daily fight, is a challenge. You will not always want to do what you need to do. You will not always feel like doing something you need to do. You may not want to fight that battle, but you need to. You need to. You need to know your strategic goals, and you need to know why they are important, and then you need to get up. Get out of your damn bed. Get off your phone. Get out of the soft and addictive comfort zone that weakens you.
Make a list of who you communicate with most and ask yourself the question, what kind of person am I becoming because of this relationship? Is it helping me to grow mentally and emotionally and spiritually? Am I becoming a better person because of this relationship? Do they bring out the best in me? Do they inspire me? Do they encourage me to develop my greatness? Do they make me stretch? So you got to look at the people in your life and find out, what kind of person are you becoming?
Everything you've needed, everything that you've always needed is already within. Don't you dare give up. We need you, and you need us. We connect together to make a powerful chain of motivation.
When you're young, as a child or a teenager, you think barriers means they're all physical.
before you understand the barriers are not really physical. Whether you build your own house or you live in your parents' house or you live in a slave master's house, the house and walls are not the barrier. It is all within us. Before you realize that, or how soon you realize that, will lead to either transformation or frustration.
Make a commitment to be happy, because life now has new meaning for you. Just enjoying the sunset, or just looking at life, looking at nature, going for a walk. It's the little things in life that count.
You can be down, but now take a deep breath. Bend those shoulders back, head up, chins up, and stand firm, full of encouragement that is gifted to you from the rest of us believing in you until you can believe in yourself. Be motivated and absolutely believe this. You are important enough to us that life is not the same without you. We need you.
You don't want no responsibility. It's wrong. People find the meaning in their life by adopting responsibility. You know, they say, man does not live by bread alone. And there's wisdom in that. It's like, you don't want no responsibility. You might dream about that if you're crushed by your job, but then you have the wrong job, or you have the wrong attitude, or you have the wrong job and the wrong attitude. I don't know what it is. You want lots of responsibility, and society needs to foster that, and we need to help people find their purpose and their place.
If your personality creates your personal reality, and it does, and your personality is made up of how you think, how you act, and how you feel, then the present personality has created the present personal reality called their life. Which means if you want to change your personal reality, nothing changes in your life until you change.
Take action that improves your long-term position and moves you toward your long-term goals. Figure out where you want to go. Figure out who you want to be. Figure out what you are trying to do with your life.
Today is about putting on the right mindset. It's to get up and decide that I'm not going to pretend to be rich. I'm not going to fake it till I make it. I am going to be authentic and chase down these goals and dreams. I'm not going to try to borrow confidence by putting on shoes that cost more than what I can afford, or throw something across my shoulders with a name brand and think that somehow I've made it because of what I put on me. No, I'm going to make it because of what I have in me.
Stay on the goddamn path and be careful. Because if you start to mess around and you deviate, especially if you know that you're deviating, things are not going to go well for you.
You need to win battles in order to win the war. You need to get out of bed, you need to run, you need to work out, you need to read and study and practice, and you need to do things that you don't necessarily want to do. And I know that can be hard. That's why people lose the war. That's why people never achieve their strategic goals. They lose the little tactical battles, the death of a thousand cuts.
You have to look in the mirror and remind yourself, yes, I am broke now, but I'm fixing what is broken. I'm speaking to myself so that I can address it. I'm giving myself therapy by going in the gym. I'm fixing my finances. I'm fixing my mindset. I'm fixing my surroundings and my atmosphere.
Every single day, man, getting up, and as cliche as it sounds, when you tell a person, hey, man, don't take life for granted, right? And a cat will hear it, go in one ear, go out the other. But, bro, one of the most underrated blessings is leaving your house and making it back home every single day. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's an underrated blessing that we just assume it's going to happen. And every single day, cats leave the crib, and they don't make it back to their children. They don't make it back to their spouses. But we leave our house every single day. We just assume, like, man, I'm gonna make it back. I'll see you later, right? And it's like, man, who promised you that? It's that, man, every single day, all that comes with it, right? Highs, lows, successes, failures, right? Tough moments, right? Great moments, all that comes with it, the totality of it. Appreciate all of it, right? Because we need all of it in terms of our development and the people that we're striving to become. And I say striving because we're constantly evolving.
But what's the point of doing something that doesn't work? I'm not telling you, you should do only what works. Do whatever the hell you want. But for your life, because it's a limited amount of time, what is the point doing something that does not work, isn't it? Either it should work for you or it should work for people around you. If it doesn't work for you and anybody around you, what is the point of doing that damn thing?
Becoming more by putting myself around better people, better thought processes, a mindset of winners instead of losers. I will not give up. I will not give in. I'm about to take charge of my life.
Think strategic all the time. Now that you know what you're trying to achieve, ask yourself this question. Ask yourself this question before any action or any inaction. Ask yourself this question. What I am doing, what I am about to do, is it going to help me get where I am going? Is this action going to make me stronger or weaker? Is this action going to make me smarter or more skilled? Will this action move me toward the strategic long-term goals I am trying to achieve in my life?
You're going to go onto the field of life and you're going to stand there and look up and see the stands and say, one day these stands will be filled because I brought something to the table. It's not just your talent, it's that drive, that's that determination. It's even if I do not win today, I'm going to win tomorrow because of what I lost in this day. I will gain it through the experiences. I will gain it by the pain of what I didn't have, and I will stand strong.
Sometimes life can really hijack your mind. When that happens to you, you're all f***ed up. Your goals, your ambitions, everything is out the window. In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the f*** over it. Maybe you fail a test in school. You worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the f*** test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours.
There is a question of if. If you're ready for greatness, if you're ready to go after your dreams, if you're mature enough, are you ready to get rid of sadness and sorrow and frustration? Because it's been well said that anger is simply sadness that had no place to go. But in you that has some place to go, it has to be directed towards your goals. In fact, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for the doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting or being lied about, don't deal in lies.
Competitive spirit, right? Competitive stamina. How long can you compete, and how long are you willing to compete? Anybody can show up and compete when they know they're going to get a certain result. But can you compete in the face of opposition? Can you compete when you don't get what you want? Can you compete when they don't tell you what you want to hear? Can you compete when it doesn't play in your favor? Competitive stamina, competitive spirit. How long can you compete, and how long are you willing to compete?
How you can live is do it while you're alive. Go back in your brain, crack it open while you're alive. Don't wait until you're dead to figure out why you died. Do it while you are living. Go in there, go into the suffering, go into the pain of your life and say, why did this suck for me so bad? Why am I afraid of all this stuff? Why have I shut down the whole world? I guarantee you, I'll tell you why you shut down the whole world. It's in these nooks of the suffering within your brain, in the scarring, are all the answers to why you are on the couch feeling sorry for yourself. They lie within the scars. Learn from yourself, learn from life, learn from your failures, learn from your insecurities, learn from your self-doubt.
If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by the knives that make traps for fools, or watch the things in your life that gave your life to broken and stoop and build them with worn out tools.
I'm talking about every single day, the spirit, the disposition of being able to show up on the strength of our integrity and our character and bring everything we got into an environment. That doesn't mean we'll always be our best, but I'm talking about specifically being able to bring our best.
First of all, you don't have all the problems in the world. You have your problems and the problems that bother you. And you might ask yourself, well, why do those problems bother you and not other problems? And I would say, maybe it's because in those problems you actually find your destiny. And those are often things you don't want to look at, but it was something that bothered you. It turned out that was your problem. And if you faced it, well, then you figured out on that road that that was your destiny, properly thinking.
It makes sense. Unless you change your pattern, unless you change the way you're thinking, unless you change your behavior, you're going to continue to produce the results in your life. See, all of us are winners, but some of us are producing results that we don't want. And so all you have to look at your game plan, look at your strategy. How is it that you have been being? What is it that you've been doing to produce this? So you are the director, you are the producer, you're writing the script, you're the star of your life. And as you begin to look at your life, you can decide whether or not it's a smash or whether or not it's a flop. That's in your hands.
If neither fools nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can feel this unforgiving minute with 67's worth of distance wrong, yours is the earth and everything that is in it. And which is more, you'll be a man, my son. If it's all up to you.
I want to remind you of this because so many times in this world, we forget, right? We allow circumstances to make us forget this. We allow people to make us forget this. We allow an environment to make us forget this. We allow opinions to make us forget this. We allow social media to make us forget this. We allow our job to make us forget this. We allow people around us sometimes, our friends and our family, to make us forget this. And I want to remind you of this. I want to remind you of this truth, that it is the truth that you are enough, okay? You are enough for the things that are meant to be in your life. I want to tell you right now, man, stop chasing it. Stop chasing happiness.
Now, the true task is never forgetting it, right? Even when we become successful, even when things go really well and we hit a rough patch, the challenge is never forgetting the spirit, the feeling, the thought process of when we went through those moments of preparation, what it took to get over the hump, to get through the rough patches, and to continue to press forward, right? That's what I always say to people. Never allow life to make you forget why you do what you do. Because a cat can become so successful, they can become a victim of their own success.
You want to be great, you got to outwork people. You got to put in the effort, you got to put in the hard work, you got to put in the trial and tribulation of a proven warrior. Because when you do, there is valor in that, and there is honor in that. When you go into the bathroom, you look in the mirror. Don't just brush your teeth. Don't notice all the spots on the mirror. Look on the thing that got to be spotted in the mirror, your reflection. That person there, the one you see, the one you saw, that is the one that you've got to count on. You were born for it. You got to remember, you were a winner then, you were a winner now. Do not run away from your challenges. Your challenges will prove who you are.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylow's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.